Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Tuesday, February 11th. I'm Wayne Pratt. Ahead, medical cannabis is now legal in Missouri, but some doctors are not on board with certifying patients to use it.
If we're going to talk about cannabis as a medication, it's important for us to have this medication reviewed, studied, establish a safety profile, and understand what it does with the body.
St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fentum reports on how St. Louis doctors are approaching medical marijuana. First, the headlines. St. Louis County has agreed to pay a police officer more than $10 million for discriminating against him because he is gay. As St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports, officials have announced terms of the deal with Lieutenant Keith Wildhaber.
Back in October, a jury awarded Wildhaber nearly $20 million. The county appealed and the case went to mediation. County Executive Sam Page says the settlement acknowledges what Wildhaber faced and allows the county to move forward.
I think it's important to recognize that this sends a message to everyone in county government and to all of our employers in the St. Louis region that discrimination will not be tolerated.
Page says the county will use its general operating fund to pay for the settlement. Money from a public safety sales tax known as Proposition P will not be used. He plans to ask the county council to sell bonds to cover costs until insurance coverage kicks in. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
Details of the Wildhaber settlement came just hours yesterday after the announcement St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar will retire in April. Here's St. Louis Public Radio's Julie O'Donohue.
Belmar's tenure as police chief wasn't always smooth. He was criticized for his handling of the Ferguson protests, and some county leaders are also upset about the nearly $20 million verdict given to a gay police officer over not getting a promotion. County Council Chairwoman Lisa Clancy says she's ready for a police leadership change.
We're going to need someone who has a good understanding of what it looks like to rebuild the culture of an organization so that the St. Louis County Police Department can be a place where all officers really feel like they're valued by their peers.
Belmar says it's been an honor to serve on the county force for over three decades. I'm Julie O'Donohue, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Missouri Senate has approved a plan that will allow voters to have another say in how state legislative districts are drawn. Voters approved Clean Missouri in 2018. It tasked a nonpartisan demographer to redraw districts based on competitiveness and partisan fairness. This new measure would prioritize compactness. State Senator Scott Sifton, a Democrat from Afton, says the voters spoke and legislators should listen.
This literally reverses the order of priority that voters supported in 2018. And I don't think the voters are going to vote to reverse themselves in November.
The measure moves to the House, where it is expected to pass. Voters will be the next to weigh in. It is another key day in this year's presidential election process. The New Hampshire primary is taking place. St. Louis Public Radio will carry NPR's special coverage of the results tonight, starting at 7. Missourians will be able to buy medical marijuana in just a few months. Doctor permission is required, but there are physicians who do not feel comfortable certifying patients. St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fentum reports.
All finished? Okie-dokie.
At Green Health Docs in Maryland Heights, the walls are painted a bright grass green. In the waiting room, a television broadcasts a cannabis cooking show called Munchies. Medical marijuana is new for 68-year-old Brenda Lane. She struggles to get out of a low-slung saucer chair, the kind you see in dorm rooms. In her hand, she has a packet of papers.
It's one page. There's three pages all together of prescriptions.
Lane of St. Peter's has rheumatoid arthritis, kidney failure, and glaucoma, certifying conditions that permit marijuana use. She's in constant pain.
That's how I tell I'm alive, is if I wake up, I'm in pain. Yep, I'm alive.
Lane says her doctor at Missouri Baptist Hospital was trying to wean her off opioids, but wouldn't certify her to use medical marijuana instead. So she went to the Maryland Heights Clinic. Lane's experience with her doctor isn't rare. Medical marijuana is now legal in Missouri, and any doctor in good standing can certify a patient to use it if they have a qualifying condition. But physicians are split on whether they should recommend it. Kirkwood-based orthopedic doctor Patricia Herford wasn't always comfortable with the idea of medical marijuana.
I felt like it was maybe a gateway drug, or there wasn't enough science to support its use.
Herford also practices in Illinois. After that state approved medical cannabis, she began to change her mind. Her patients, many dealing with chronic pain, started asking her about using it. After one patient had tried everything, Herford decided to give it a shot.
I certified a patient who I could not control their pain with medications, both opioid and non-opioids. After that patient was certified, I saw a dramatic change.
Now, Herford is one of the St. Louis area doctors certifying patients in Missouri. She says most of the people she certifies are existing patients. For some doctors, though, potential risks outweigh benefits.
I think that the cart's in front of the horse a bit.
Fred Rotnick is the director of community medicine at St. Louis University.
So even though states have legalized medical and recreational cannabis use, at a federal level, it still has not been receiving the green light.
In other words, the usual methods used to test if drugs are safe or effective, clinical trials, FDA approval, just don't exist for medical marijuana.
If we're going to talk about cannabis as a medication, it's important for us to have this medication reviewed, studied, establish a safety profile, and understand what it does with the body.
He says until those tests are done, he's just not comfortable certifying. Rotnick's views mirror those of established medical organizations. The American Medical Association has advised health systems to not recommend non-FDA-approved cannabis use until doctors know more. And the Missouri State Medical Association is calling for federal legalization of marijuana to permit research. At least one major hospital system in St. Louis, Mercy, is not allowing its physicians to certify patients. But Patricia Herford says doctors have long prescribed medicines and procedures for non-FDA-approved use.
Physicians do that all the time. Those are off-label or non-clinically supported treatments that are, in their minds, the physician's minds, effective and safe.
And she says there is medical research on marijuana's effectiveness. It's been legal for years and even decades in other states and countries. In the waiting room at Green Health Docs, Brenda Lane says she couldn't care less about clinical trials or FDA approval.
No. If you live in as much pain as I live in every day, no. I have no wavering thought about it at all.
When her name is called, she enters a small private room and video chats with a doctor who is certifying dozens of patients each day. Less than half an hour later, she emerges and expects to get a card in about a week. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our David Casares edited that report. Shula Newman is the executive editor of St. Louis Public Radio. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. Before wrapping up, it's worth noting that spring training is underway for the St. Louis Cardinals. Pitchers and catchers report today in Florida. So I figured we should pull out John Fogerty's Ode to Baseball.
Put me in cold, I'm ready to play today. Look at me, I can be.
That song, Center Field, has been enshrined in the National Baseball Hall of Fame. By the way, the Cards' first preseason game is February 22nd against the New York Mets. I'm Wayne Pratt, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, saluting Earth Day on April 22nd with an ongoing commitment to help offset carbon emissions with sustainable harvesting of Missouri forests. Details at choosewood.com.